Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta from Greece, of course, and Summer Nights on BBC Radio Nottingham. Now, there's nothing like putting your feet up after a long day at work and lighting a few candles to help wind down. Well, one Selston household took their love for candles one step further when they put their entrepreneurial skills to the test and started making their own very special kind. Lewis and Matthew's homemade products have become so popular, they've turned it into a business venture. They explain what actually makes an eco-candle.
An eco-candle is we've ethically sourced all the components of the candles that we're producing. So when you look at the components of a candle, you've got the wax. The first thing we wanted to look at is the wax that we're putting inside the candle. We've got a choice of three or four different components. The first one is obviously paraffin, which is what most people use. Sets very smooth. We use paraffin on our lips with Vaseline care, but you don't set fire to it. If you set fire to it, you get toxins coming off the actual wax. So we wanted to use soy. Now, even though when you burn any candle, you've always got toxins coming off there, if you've got a choice of burning a derivative of petroleum in your house, and you can burn something which is hydrogenated fat from a vegetable, you would choose the vegetable. You've got less sooting. It will throw the scent. It will be a cleaner burn. So to start off with, ethically, we wanted to go for soy rather than paraffin. And it's about making small incremental changes. We're not going to save the world in one candle, but we can make a choice with each component. Some people use wicks with zinc and lead in. We use a cotton braided wick. Then what you've got is the actual labels that go on the tin. We wanted to make sure they were bleach free. So we use recyclable craft labels on the candle itself. And then we obviously go on to the packaging. So the bubble wrap has got tiny bits of raw material coated and woven into the bubble wrap so microorganisms can eat this and rot it down in landfill. It still uses plastic, but again, we've made tiny choices to start that eco journey.
And where did the idea come from to make eco candles?
I've always been into candles, so I couldn't walk past a Yankee Candle shop without having to go in and smell the fragrances. And I think it was my birthday, wasn't it? You bought me a candle making kit. We made it because we made, you just saw about what happened, we made a few candles. I gave some out to parents, some to friends, and then they was like, oh, have you got more? Then we realised it was going so well, we thought, why not we try a little business? Call it Matthew's Candles, because obviously I'm Matthew. From then, it's just gone really, really well. And we just can't explain how overwhelmed we are with everyone's feedback.
Well, we're in the area that you call the factory, I think, now. And so there's a table full of what look like flasks. So what are these?
They're all our different scents. So there's about 40, just over 40 scents. They range from, you've got your fruity fragrances, you've got sweet, you've got your perfumed, you've got fresh. Citronella is obviously one to deter the flies.
This one you'll probably recognise as well. This is quite a famous one that we can call Spring Awakening, and it's actually a copy, because when we send our fragrances out, what we try and do is back engineer or reverse engineer the scent. So if somebody's got a scent that they quite like, we can organise that for them as well.
So they can request a scent
and we can go straight into it. If you smell that one, that should remind you of watching Spring Awakening.
Yes, it is.
It's exactly the same oil.
Softener, basically.
Yeah, fabric softener, conditioner. It's incredible.
We can blend that into the wax as well.
So someone could ring up or email you and say, can you make a candle to remind me of the open air of the Peak District or something like that?
Yeah, they could get that. We've got a grass, freshly cut grass fragrance.
somebody requested cola as well. If you smell that, that obviously smells exactly like...
Oh, that's cola.
Yeah, it's a fragrance oil. And this one may take you back a bit. This is baby powder.
It actually is, isn't it? So how long ago did you make your first candle?
About a year and a half ago, I'd say.
And it looks like it's taking off.
I think the only room in the house we've got spare is a bedroom, and the ensuite, every other room has its designated use. So that the lounge is now the packing, the dining room is now the storage and the making. We've got a spare room upstairs, which is also a storage where we keep all the candles. So we're hopefully looking to get a unit somewhere. If it gets a bit more busier, then we'll have to.
So to free up your house again?
Yeah, so we can get home back.
And it feels like that this is busy enough to be a full-time job now, is it?
We've had a couple of orders from Amazon. We got in touch with a distributor. Well, they sort of recognised us, and they placed an order of about 900 units about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And a few days ago, that was all distributed to the logistics warehouses of Amazon. We had another order for Amazon yesterday, and then in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, they're going to quadruple that order again. So all of our stock is on Amazon right now, and Matthew, hopefully, in the next few weeks, may have the opportunity to concentrate on this full-time.
That's a big step.
Yeah, a big step. Did catering for 8 years, now I'm working at a warehouse, and I've never really found the right job, and then I realised I actually love making candles. I wouldn't have thought it at all. I really wouldn't have done.
What do you do with whatever's left, whether it be the wrapping or once you've burned the candle, there's going to be something left over, I guess. Is that all eco-friendly too?
All the wax gets used. We don't throw away any wax. There's no wastage at all. What we are doing with all the boxes, and you'll see just tucked behind the door, there's probably 30, 40 boxes. We've got a local farmer who takes that away to store his feed in. All the packaging that suppliers send us, we recycle that and send it back in our further orders. What we're saving up for at the moment, which is going to be something really good for us, is an industrial unit. They're about £1,000 and it will crunch up cardboard. So the cardboard that we normally throw away, we can now use this for packaging as well. So that eco journey just continues along with to the customers that we've got.
Once the candle's finished, you can use the tin to plant seeds in for like bees. One lady said we can make wind chimes with them, which I've never thought of, which I think is a really good idea.
Where do we go online to find your candles?
Mattyscandles.co.uk, or you can also go on Amazon, and we can do anywhere in the UK as well on both sources.
Okay, well, thanks, Hermine. Good luck on quitting the job and making this the full time as well.
Thank you.
It's an incredible place they've got going there, and the passion they have for what they're doing is extraordinary as well. Thanks to Lewis and Matthew. And their eco candle business, I'm sure, will go from strength to strength. BBC Radio Nottingham with Duran Duran now and Rio.